Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they have a light agenda to consider. The Board is expected to approve a letter of support for the City of Arcata, which plans to use grant funding to purchase an additional 46 acres of woodlands in the Jolly Giant Creek watershed that will become part of the Arcata Community Forest. The new purchase will connect the community forest with Humboldt State University. The Supes will also sign off on the official results of the June primary election, following the county clerk's post-election canvass. The election cost the county about $400,000, a steep increase from the last primary in 2014, when the election costs were approximately $300,000. The board will also approve a grant proposal from the Sheriff's Office for matching funds of $150,000 from the State Office of Emergency Services. That money is the primary funding source for the County Office of Emergency Services and supports the position of department manager as well as part-time support personnel. Rio Del Police conducted a probation search at a residence on 2nd Street over the weekend, a search connected with 34-year-old David Borland, who had a felony conviction to his name. Officers found stolen property, heroin, evidence of drug sales activity, ammunition, homemade explosives, and materials that are suspected of being used for the making of homemade explosives. Borland was booked on possession for sale charges, as well as for probation violations and possession of the explosive device. The Sheriff's Office is searching for 29-year-old Cody Lee Myers, who was wanted in connection with a violent altercation outside of Joe's Deli in Hoopa yesterday morning. The 50-year-old victim had been slashed with an edged weapon, maybe a machete, and was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Myers, who lives in the Lolita area and who has prior convictions, was identified as the assailant, and he remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies and Arcata Police, served a search warrant at a residence on Wiley Court in Arcata as part of an ongoing drug activity investigation connected to 33-year-old Dustin Daher. Daher initially tried to flee the scene by climbing onto the roof of the house, and after he was talked down, he allegedly resisted arrest and being handcuffed. A search of the residence turned up a honey oil hash lab along with meth and heroin, and Daher was booked for resisting arrest, possession, and possession for sale. The County Drug Enforcement Unit, along with state officials, confiscated nearly 30,000 growing marijuana plants at sites across the county last week, including at three sites in the Wichpec, Orleans, Pequon area. At those locations, officers found more than 16,000 marijuana plants located on Yurok and Hoopa tribal lands, as well as in federal forest lands. No suspects have been named and no arrests have been made. The investigation into the grow sites is ongoing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell won her June primary in rather easy fashion, easily outdistancing challenger Bud Rogers by nearly 4,000 votes. Fennell joined Talk Shop to talk about her primary win, among other topics, and she said that the election this time around differed from her first run for elected office 4 years ago. Fennell said that while she had some name recognition, she was still unknown in her district when it came to governance.
I think that was the issue the last time that I ran, you know, and won again, but not by as much, was that people didn't know me. That was one part. The second part was I was known to a lot of people. They didn't know yet what it would be like in terms of what kind of a supervisor I would be.
In 2012, Fennell knocked off the incumbent, Cliff Clendenin, and her easy win this time around shows that she has broad support for a job she clearly enjoys doing.
I think we all learned that it's a job that I like doing, and I love working with the community. So even, you know, some of the people who might have had a different opinion than I did on some issues, they generally felt like I was doing a good job in terms of working and representing them. And that's what I love. I mean, I don't think we can all, it would be kind of dangerous if everybody agreed.
Fennell said she got plenty of suggestions and ideas while campaigning, and you can hear her talk about those and other topics by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.